Now I'm not talking about excessive greed, the kind that puzzle the scribes and Pharisees. I don't worship it like a golden calf, but change in my pocket is always good for a laugh.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
A little spending money, money to burn, money that you did not necessarily earn. Rainy days seem to wind up same, long as you got a little spending money.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. I am Jay, your friend. You've tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk Show. And I'm telling you right now, my friends, that this is going to be a great, informative show for all of you that are regular listeners right here on the Jay Garvin Show. We focus on home and mortgage talk here, and I come to you at this microphone as a licensed loan originator. It's been so exciting the last year as I've been getting back into loan origination. Many of you know that I launched this show in 2012 when I was the owner of Garvin's Mortgage Group from a small firm, building that up to a million-dollar mortgage company. And then once radio started to get a lot of momentum after meeting Dave Ramsey and Mike Hardwick and doing some business and sponsorship with Ramsey Solutions and Churchill Mortgage transforming from a privately held to now a team member held, what is called a employee stock ownership plan, which is an ESOP, we've started to invest more into the quality products, quality conversations here at the radio. And you that have been loyal to this show for over a decade now, I take 3 to 4 shows a year and really get down into the details of products that are offered in the mortgage industry that can make a huge difference in your life. And today's conversation is one of those. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. If you're over the age of 62 and you're listening to this show, do the best you can to just take the next 40 minutes and understand to its entirety the conversation I'm going to cover today. I brought in a special guest, Ken Smith, who has been a friend and a team member and a business associate with me at Churchill Mortgage and Garvin's Mortgage Group before it, for this very conversation. He maybe comes in twice a year. He has double the knowledge that I do in mortgage products. And without further ado, the conversation today is titled, It's More Than the Money. So what I'm going to talk about is the bottom line answers that you need to know about reverse mortgages. See, this one radio program, this one conversation, to many of you out there, may just be the last chance for you to acquire financial peace of mind. Now, what I mean by that is with the inflation in Colorado, that by the grace of God, it's starting to flatten, and now just like this administration stated, and the orange man, President Trump himself, said that we are going to see portions of the economy actually go through deflation. That is absolutely evident at the gas pump. My wife just shot me a picture last week of a Shell gas station on Platt and said, Jay, I can't believe it. I just saw gas for $2.09. And Jane, if you and Bill are listening, another great radio listener for over 10 years, probably 13 with Jane, she sent me a picture of a gas station sign that had $1.99. I laughed as well. She sent me a carton of eggs with a dancing chicken that said something like $1.94 or something. As a matter of fact, eggs are now less expensive than Costco again. For many, many months, my wife and I were buying truckloads of eggs at a time to get our dozen eggs down to less than $3. And you had to buy them in these boxes of, I don't know, she knows, 2 to 5 dozen or whatever in the plastic containers and all of that. But one by one, you're seeing they're now attacking the price of beef and trying to get that down with subsistence given to our local farmers, with the tariffs, with all of this. But one area that is not keeping up with the nation is Colorado because of the inflationary legislative matters in Denver, like the right for every chicken to have so much square footage to roam in before you pull eggs out of it and then cut its head off and put it on your dinner table. Those kind of procedures where you can't have warehouse chickens anymore, they have to have open range space, that directly affects the cost of a product. When you start to overregulate in the state the oil and gas industry here, that raises the price. That's why I'm so excited to see gas down. When you inflate insurance by liability measures and no statute of limitations on claims and all these things, that's a separate radio show, it raises the prices. And then on top of that, with the regulations of building in this county with Pikes Peak Regional Building Department and the state, especially now they're trying to continue to attack natural gas with renewable energy, which is like so in the past. Natural gas is one of the best energy efficient and clean energies we have out there. I'm doing this show today to share with you how you can get access to the equity in your house. And if you're house rich and cash poor in your retirement years, the conversation of a reverse mortgage is absolutely essential. With the FHA, the Fair Housing Association, this is called the home equity conversion mortgage. So I'm going to go over some of the details of this program, tell you who's qualified. We're not going to get into the details of the program itself, but Ken and I are going to talk about Mythbusters. We're going to talk about how you qualify and how it's used as an alternative measure to get access to your equity. And if you're listening to this and you're 62 years or older, or you know someone, a relative, a friend that's struggling, especially with the pause in the SNAP benefits, to call me at 719-330-1457. I will give you a one-on-one consultation at no expense to help understand this before the economy and inflation gets the best of you. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back right here on the Jay Garvin Show talking about It's More Than Money, unpacking the reverse mortgage.
Rainy days seem to wind up sunny, long as you got a little spending money. As long as you got a little spending money. Oh, give me some spending money. I paid the bank note, the car note, and yes, I paid the phone bill too. And then I turned around and I found that the house note too. Well, I'd love to take you out like I said I would, honey, but there's too much month at the end of the money.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Jay, your host. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. The title of today's conversation is It's More Than the Money, and we're taking a microscope and looking into the reverse mortgage, specifically within the government-sponsored FHA, Fair Housing Association loan. It is called the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, or the HECM. And one of my best friends, the most intelligent person I know on this subject, Ken Smith, licensed loan originator as well with Churchill Mortgage. Kenny, I appreciate you velcroing yourself away from the desk and coming into the studio.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show, Jay.
Yeah, so I don't want to get into the details. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, or you found it once I've asked you to go back and listen to it, I put a plea first into the Lord and then into you to give me direction as to why I'm still at this microphone after 14 years. The last 3 years has been a hard ride because this radio is not free. the airtime. I've been paying it myself, and Churchill Mortgage has paid it in the past. But when you have a company with 1,100 team members that contracts down to 400 team members, you start to watch your bills like a normal family would your profit and loss. And I prayed for signs to continue this conversation with you, and the Lord has answered. I've had individuals like Kay, individuals like Marshall, individuals like Paul, individuals like Nancy that have called and reached out and talked about being house rich and cash poor. Because in Colorado, I've given, what, Kenny, how many people have we given advice when they say we need cash, we should redo our mortgage, and we say no.
No.
Your rate is low, it's fixed, you're already 7 years into your 30-year term, you're already 9 years into your 20-year term, you're 10 years into your 15-year term. For the love of God, don't start that compounding interest over. And as a matter of fact, over the last 36 months, definitely 24, we've done more home equity line of credits than you and I've done in our whole career.
That's correct.
And we do that because we want to be sincere and truthful with you and give you the exact same advice that we would want if we didn't understand the industry to the degree and detail that we do.
Yeah, that's a very good truth.
Yes. And but what we found now is with the cost of living continuing to go up, now in Colorado more than the neighboring states. In fact, sadly, I've had to give at least a half a dozen different pieces of strong, firm advice to sell your house now, take the cash, go to Oklahoma, go to Arkansas, go to Nevada, go to Nebraska, go to Kansas, and retire there where the cost of living is 85% the national average rather than 120% the national average. But with individuals that we're helping right now, Ken, it is absolutely unbelievable. So the bottom line is with the reverse mortgage defined, it's for homeowners only and a minimum age of
62 is the typical minimum age.
Yes, and there was a lot of regulations that were changed during the Obama administration, expanding the opportunities, the safety nets of people to come in, because now if you have a married or even a domestic partner that's in the house that's 55, you still can do it. If your wife is 55 and you're 65, you still can do the reverse mortgage, but can then they calculate
off the younger.
Off the younger. And what that means is, in a mind's eye, the reason you love this show is I give you very easily understandable terms. If you are 100 years old and you want to do a reverse mortgage, you probably could get like 85% of your equity.
Probably so.
But if you're 62, you're getting less than 30.
Correct.
So do you understand, if you're 62 and you're only getting access to 30% of your equity, $300,000 house, you get access to less than 100. Now, if you're 55 or 53, now you're going to be calculated in a category of about 10 to 12%, maybe 15%. So just like the military brags about having a loan with no money down, I tell people the greatest asset of a military service member is he has access to a VA loan with no money down. Then the worst aspect of a military member with access to a VA loan is they purchase with no money down. And the same way with a reverse mortgage, it gives you access to your equity. And I'm going to explain that. But when you're young, that explain the amortization schedule of the length of life.
Yeah, it's based just like life insurance on a life expectancy of 99 years. So if you're 55 and you think that you're going to live to 99, well, that's another 44 years of not having to pay principal or interest. That's a long time.
Yeah, and
so you want to make sure that there's equity remaining in the house that can sustain 44 years of you not making payments.
Absolutely, and that's huge. And what I want to articulate with you, first of all, as Ken and I talk, because we're going to go over Mythbusters, but a reverse mortgage, and in this case, 95% of you, we would help you with a FHA home equity conversion mortgage. That quote-unquote reverse mortgage is laid in the same format as a forward FHA mortgage. The difference is in a forward FHA mortgage, you have a promissory note and a deed and a reverse mortgage. And in a forward mortgage, you exchange your principal and interest payment every month to eventually get to homeownership with no more mortgage. A reverse mortgage is the same ownership, the same deed of trust, the same obligation of a promissory note. It is just an exchange for cash so you can live and eliminate your current mortgage payment, and that's going to equal an accumulation of monthly interest in a big pile until it has to be paid off at one moment when you sell the house. Now, there's a lot of triggers along the way. That's the most important thing. And let's touch on some of the myths. I mean, we had Kay in just this week, and you jumped to that one. She said, how is this going to affect my Social Security and my government benefits?
Doesn't affect it at all because it's not income.
See, listen to what Ken just said. Say that one more time, Ken.
It does not affect government benefits because it is not income.
You don't have to pay tax on a loan. In fact, in many cases, as it is in reverse mortgage, all the accumulated interest that you get over the life of this reverse mortgage is then one tax-deductible activity once the mortgage is settled. And that can be for you if you have a reverse mortgage and decide to sell your house and then move to Florida, or it can be for your heirs that inherit the house and sell it, and there's one tax-deductible activity at the end. But you do not pay tax when you borrow money. That's why a reverse mortgage or even a cash out refinance when you get $100,000 or $200,000 is not a taxable event. Let's attack another misnomer, Ken.
Heirs will not inherit the home.
Yeah, that's a huge one. I mean, they call us all the time, Ken, and say, well, I don't think my mom should do this, you know, because we'll no longer get access to the home and the inheritance. And that's not the case.
That's not the case at all.
Full ownership, reverse mortgage is paid off, any and all equity left goes to the individual that was on the promissory note or the heirs if that individual has passed away.
Correct.
And you know what's funny, Ken, because people say that. In fact, Kay just had the conversation with family members that wouldn't even help her pay her groceries, gas, and other miscellaneous expenses when that SNAP benefit was put on hold. And I said, whoa, 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 hear me very loud and clear. Reverse mortgage is not the first option. If you've got an adult son or daughter that's concerned about losing ownership of the house, let's go with course of action one, Ken.
Yeah, sell that house and move in with them.
Yeah, so sell the house, get $250,000 tax-free, and then go move in with your high-flying daughter in Georgia. For free.
Yeah.
That's the best plan. Now you got cash to just spoil them grandkids.
Yes, and live out your life.
And then course of action number two is use your annuities. Use your retirement. Use your savings account. But if A and B and C are not there, and you have a family member that still has an issue with that, especially if that family member has $1 million in the bank,
yeah,
just have them give you $100,000. I will write up the promissory note and the deed personally that says you're going to pay simple interest only on that $50,000 or $100,000, and then when you pass away, it's all interest due at the end of the loan, then that's a free reverse mortgage, a private reverse mortgage with a family member.
Yeah, that's another option.
Yeah.
If they're willing, which 95% of them are not.
I have not found one family member that will do that. I did find a family member that actually said, oh my God, I had no idea that my mother was in that dire straits. Thank you. We're going to take care of her. You know, yeah. And another option is if someone's trying to get a reverse mortgage to eliminate the loan, Ken, as opposed to getting cash. I talk to people, but I've never had anybody take me up on the offer to say, it's not a big deal. Just put a lien on the house, pay off your mom's $126,000 mortgage so she doesn't have to pay $962 a month in her rent anymore, and Social Security is enough to pay her bills. What are the next misnomer? I'm getting fired up now.
The homeowner could be forced out of the home.
Oh, God, you're right. That's a huge one. Mama, the reverse mortgage man's coming to get me.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
It's not possible. As long as you're living in the property as your primary residence.
And paying the taxes and the insurance.
And any of that awful HOA that might be there.
Yeah, a lot of that in the townhomes.
As long as those
condo
are being paid, they're not going to be forced out.
Yeah.
In the event that they couldn't pay taxes or insurance, they can contact them and they can do what's called a LISA, a lifetime expectancy set aside, so that they pay
all of the taxes,
all the taxes and insurance,
and all the
out of the equity.
Do they do HOAs too? They don't. If
they
had
don't
to, they'll do anything.
If they had to, they would always protect their first lien position.
And one of the very first mortgages you did decades ago was helping a couple stay in because of foreclosure.
Correct. Literally signed their paperwork for the reverse mortgage and left their house and in the mailbox were
foreclosure
notifications. It was going to start. I said, you can take these and you can put them in the fireplace tonight because they have no effect on you. You've just done a reverse mortgage and you've taken care of that outstanding liability.
And you paid that off. Okay, mm-hmm. In the last couple minutes, man, I wish you and I could stand here and talk for an hour. We got those. What's the next one? The fallacies.
The fallacies. The reverse mortgage is similar to a home equity loan.
Okay, a home equity loan is different because...
you have to make payments on it.
Yeah, so if you get a line of equity, and another thing that's different than a home equity line of credit is you have to financially qualify for that. And a reverse mortgage, you do not.
Your house has to qualify.
Yeah, your house.
It has the equity.
Kenny, okay, so let's look at it. 62 years or older.
Yep. 62 years or older.
You're a renter. Can you make this happen?
No.
You have to own your house.
And that can be a single-family residence, a manufactured home, a modular home.
A townhome.
A townhome.
A condo. Cannot be a fourplex.
Can be a fourplex.
See? He's even teaching me at the microphone. That's a Kenny mic drop. So up to fourplexes, threeplexes, duplexes, you cannot do it on a house that you have as an investment property.
That is correct. Must be primary residence.
Primary residence. Single family home, attached, patio home, condo, town home. Then what is the third? There has to be equity.
It has to be equity.
And that means if you've got a $400,000 house and a $350,000 mortgage and you're 65 years old and you want that mortgage to go away, that's zero chance of that happening. Because remember, at that age, you've got less than 30% of the equity that you have access to.
Yeah.
And a $350,000 loan on a $400,000 house is more than 90% equity. Okay, Ken, last minute. From your perspective, what's the biggest stumbling block when people start to go through this process?
Fear.
There you go. It is. It's fear. And then your relatives either stoke that or put that to rest.
And it's all about reviewing these truths and non-truths with them to give them the education that we build our reputation on.
And when Ken and I sit with you, we are going to talk about option number one of getting a family member to help you, and option number two of selling the house even though you don't want to. A reverse mortgage, which I'll get into in the final segment, is not your first course of action. It's the last. But, Kenny, you hit it. Because we never research any of this. We're so busy, we don't have a chance to research. It is fear, Kenny, 100% of the time. And then second, I would say uneducated input from relatives.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate you coming across town for 15 minutes. Everybody else, stay tuned. I'm going to be back after this message or group of messages. Continue the conversation about It's More Than Money with another surprise studio guest coming in. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
Housekeeping.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, going into the third segment of today's conversation about It Is More Than Money, and I've been talking to you about the reverse mortgage. If you're over 62 and you own your house and you are house rich and cash poor, you've got actually more months than money where you're running out, and your house is starting to fall apart because of the lack of ability that you have to maintain it. It's more than the money. It's peace of mind. And I've got another special guest in here, Dave Fleming with Hella Windows. Dave, you and I see that all the time, don't you?
Absolutely. Good to see you, Jay.
It's great to see you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Don't get to see each other enough.
Right.
But the amount of times, starting with our house,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you helped us with our house, we had a house that was approaching seven figures, literally with Home Depot vinyl windows in it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right? And all of the time, especially, like, I just talked to Tammy, and then another gal, Denise, saying, Jay, we've got a 1954 house, and they have in the original windows.
Right.
A 72 house
yeah.
for another gal, Jane, that had those metal click open ones in the late 60s and early 70s.
Not very efficient, no.
If you consider the equity that you have in your house,
mm-hmm.
I've talked to more than a half a dozen individuals, four of them single females, two were male that have houses. Dave was another that came to me and said, Jay, I don't have a mortgage, but I've got to do improvements.
Yeah.
With Pella, you guys are one-stop shopping, and the peace of mind
right.
is unbelievable. Like you said, not only the saved efficiency, the fact that when you get into those older houses, one that I bought,
yeah.
if you're going to use a box store vinyl window,
right.
you've got to use a Sawzall and make a whole new
right.
different hole. Explain that to people.
Yeah, so I mean, they only have certain sizes on the shelf at the big box store, right? And so at Pella, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a custom size. Everything is, we measure from opening to opening, and we make sure that it fits snug. Why? Efficiency, number one. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that people are looking for in peace of mind is efficiency, right? I mean, if you're saving money, not only on your energy bills, you're also adding equity into your home because of the improvements that you've done. So it's twofold in a lot of ways. And really, I mean, every time that we come out and we do an install for a home, we will come out and we'll measure it so that it's within a quarter inch all the way around. And at Pella, there's a lot of different products that you can choose from. So vinyl might not be your best option. You know, like with you in your house, we went fiberglass. Right?
Absolutely.
Because you're in Hail Alley, you know, and so to get the impact resistance, you wanted to go to fiberglass. But then there's other people that would like the country cottage type look, and so they want the wood aluminum clad. Then we also have an aluminum line, you know. So really, that's why our showroom is there. We want people to be able to test drive it for that peace of mind. And then, you know, like I said, energy efficiency is really, really important going into 2025, 2026, 2027. The lower the number, the better.
And
you're not going to get that at a big box.
And talk about the fact that it's more than the money with Pella, which you guys just celebrated 100 years for a corporation.
100 years old this baby has gotten to. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. The peace of mind of a family-owned company out of Pella, Iowa.
Correct.
The peace of mind for people like you, Dave. You're the best of your craft, so you've got the best staff members, then training.
Yeah.
Some of the best contractors.
Right.
And then you've got the actual education, the reliability of the installers, and then behind all of that, a warranty.
Absolutely.
I was blown away when you were talking to me and saying, hey, we have at least the product line I'm familiar with, a 20-year warranty.
Yeah, 20-year warranty and then lifetime on the glass, right? So you're not able to get...
Wait, back up. Yeah, 20-year warranty and then, lifetime on the glass.
Yeah.
Last time my window broke, I tried to go down to the big box store.
Yeah, they're like... Oh,
ain't no warranty on that.
Take a ticket, sir.
Take a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the price difference is not that much. It's absolutely the best investment that Marlo and I did. That and then the style of roof that you gave us, because you brought our house into the next century. But the peace of mind is everything. And if you've got a $500,000 house and you have no mortgage and you have more months than money, and you've got candles that can't stay lit in your house because of the draft.
Yeah.
It has made a huge difference in so many of my clients' life with just the difference of windows.
Right.
And go into a little bit, you know, I'm very familiar with the fiberglass. I'm flabbergasted that you have a wood, aluminum clad and combo.
Yeah, so it's a wood aluminum clad. So Pella actually started in Pella, Iowa, obviously, but they're known for their wood clad windows. So it's wood on the inside, aluminum clad on the outside, and we have two different levels of those, which is the lifestyle, your basic entry wood lifestyle or wood aluminum clad window. But then we have the reserve, which is a true extruded metal on it. And you can go really, really big. And that's I do a lot of the wood down in your neck of the woods, down near the Broadmoor. But then I also
A lot of people have wood inside.
Mm-hmm. And then I do a lot up in the mountains. So Telluride, Crested Butte, those types of areas where they want to go big windows. So we can go generally really, really tall. 10, 11 foot, you know, on some of those openings.
But that's going to be requiring the metal on the outside, and then you get the wood off the inside. Much more structural strength when you go large than you would with the fiberglass or something.
Correct. Now fiberglass itself, just as a whole, can go much bigger than what you can do with a vinyl, obviously.
100%, but not as much as that wooden metal.
Yeah, I can go real big in that wood. And, you know, in our 100th year, Pella acquired a company called WeatherShield this year, which was probably the 8th largest window manufacturer. Pella absorbed them this year, and they have a metal line that will go 12, 13 feet tall on some of those. So we're going to be rolling that out next year as well.
Wow. That's just amazing. And all a Midwestern company, which is warm to my heart because I was born and raised in Wisconsin and spent a lot of years in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Wow. Well, we do. We really want to have peace of mind for our people. You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that's why we have a showroom. Come in and feel good about it. You know, feel good about your purchase. I don't know that anybody's ever left a big box store feeling, quote-unquote, peace of mind.
Yeah, and you just won't even get the owners that go in there. The sad thing is you get the contractors that, right now, as you're listening to us, they price you having the profit to put in a Pella product, and they run down to the box store because they're greedy, and that will catch up with you because you get a much better quality window that right out the door is going to be warrantied for 20 years and, like Dave said, glass for life, where that box store, the contractor's gone and the box store warranty is gone.
Yeah.
And that's who I'm talking to today. If you're listening to this show 62 years or older, the biggest thing I want to offer you is my telephone number, 719-330-1457. I don't care whether you own a house or whether you rent. I don't care if you're getting a mortgage or you're just listening to this show and you're like, Jay, we were going to redo windows. You have to have a network of high integrity contractors and also suppliers. And Dave, you've been one of those most amazing and consistent suppliers where, you know, it's amazing that Pella hunted you down and brought you on staff.
Well, they've been very, very good to me, and I really enjoy what I do.
And well, you've been with Pella how many years now?
And we're going on 4 now.
Jeez.
I know, right?
That
what happened?
Crazy.
Yeah, I just went to bed.
So this will be, when we continue the partnership, it'll be your 4th year with Pella.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my
God. Yep. And I'm... I know. They keep bringing me back, so, you know, I don't know.
And you've got a great, great team there.
I do.
And all of my partners work together, and they're here for you, and all you have to do is just call 719-330-1457. I don't care if you're a over 60 radio listener sitting at home right now, or whether you're a Chuck in a truck driving around with your contracting vehicle and you do this. You have to meet people like Dave in the industry. Start to network with your peers and start to get quality and the best product out there. Stop cutting corners and you'll see the enjoyment and the satisfaction of your profession skyrocket.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't say it better myself.
My friend, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother. Good to see you.
It's you and I. I'm saying this on the air. A trip to Mile High and a trip to the man cave.
That's it. Bring it on. Let's go. Let's have some fun, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Merry Christmas. Fist pump there. And for the rest of you, I'm going to be back right after this message going into the final tales about It's More Than Money right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
Bright, bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be bright, bright.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pop you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host, and I'm finishing the conversation about It's More Than Money. And the focus here today is the reverse mortgage. And telling you, just like when Ken Smith was here, or even then when Dave Fleming with Pella came in, you cannot take your money with you. There is no trailer behind my hearse or your hearse. For all of you that have a significant amount of equity in your house and you're over the age of 62, I'm talking to you, I am preaching to those of you that are over 72. See, the reverse mortgage was found originally to help individuals that had exhausted their personal savings, their retirement accounts, cash value of life insurance policies, etc. And the reverse mortgage is your last instrument, aside from selling your house, to gain access when your money runs out before your month. But now, as of late, the last 5 or 7 years, we have helped people that own their homes outright, have full intention to give that as a gift to their heirs. And my statement, my plea with you, is to give your children and your grandchildren your presence in their lives, both financially and physically, instead of the presence you leave behind when you pass away and they sell your house. Because I have noticed, it's the reason I'm doing this show, after 25 years in mortgage, the trend is to leave something better for your children, and I understand that. But now individuals in a secure money situation are taking the homes that they own outright. It's why I brought Dave Fleming in with Pella Windows. Number one, if you take $50,000 from a reverse mortgage and put new windows in your house, you're not only getting to enjoy it right now. That means with an updated kitchen. That means with a new deck or patio. That means with brand new flooring or carpet or appliances or whatever. You not only get to enjoy it. You not only have the peace of mind, which is worth so much more than money. But then you also immediately take the value of the house and you increase it to a point that that house doesn't need to be sold at a fire sale because it's got 1985 carpet in it and olive green appliances and bathtubs. And then you get to enjoy it, but you get the peace of mind of doing those improvements. My wife and I have a house that I'm 58 years old and we've almost got it paid off. We'll have that's the last house out of our inventory of 8 that we have a mortgage. I paid it off. From 2007 to before 2027, I will have paid it off in 10 years, even though I had a VA 30-year note, because that was the most aggressive pricing and interest rate. So from 60 years old to 70 years old, I will enjoy that house outright with no expense, with the exception of the utilities and the taxes and the insurance. Many of you listening right now, especially like Jane and Bill, you have that where you have no mortgages. But when you pass away, what are you going to do with the house? When I talk to Kay, hey, if you pass away, what are you going to do to the house? Well, I'm going to give it to my daughter. Well, wasn't that the same daughter that wasn't willing to help you when your SNAP benefits got put on hold? So my point is that if you have a $500,000 house and you do a $250,000 reverse mortgage at 75 years old, you can actively help your grandchild go to college. You can actively improve that home. You can actively call a rally cry around your family to do a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Australia or to Paris or to the Grand Canyon or wherever your whims and your desires and your bucket list brings you, and you still have 50% of the house, $250,000 of equity, in order to share with your loved ones. And with my wife and I, if we have a house that's $2 million and we do a $500,000 reverse mortgage and do an annual trip to some exciting place around the country or the world, there's still an inheritance for your children, but you can actively have your presence in their life. Now, for the rest of you that aren't so lucky that you do run out of money before you run out of month, it's the last stop. Reverse mortgage is not the first option. It's the third or fourth option, my friend. Number one option is to have some of your adult children pay off your mortgage if you still own one and get those savings. If you own your house outright, just ask your adult children for $100,000. I'll personally help you put a promissory note and a deed of trust on the house that they get that money back plus nominal interest at the end, and now you've done a makeshift homemade reverse mortgage. The third one would be to just sell the house altogether, take the cash, and then go live by your children or have them buy a house next door to them in Arizona or wherever they live. The reverse mortgage is meant when your adult children have an opinion but have no assistance in the needs that you have. A reverse mortgage is necessary, like I stated, when your personal savings, retirement account, and cash value is exhausted. Because now is becoming the best time to do the reverse mortgage, because you have the option to do a fixed mortgage or a variable mortgage. Well, unless you've been living under a rock lately, you know the Fed just lowered the Fed funding rate again this last week, I think it was on Wednesday, down to 3.5%, which means the prime interest rate is now at 5.5%. And whether you get a fixed or a variable loan with a reverse mortgage, they're more than a point and a half lower than they were in 2023. So there's savings, there's an economic factor to it, and there's the fact that the bottom line is you have to avoid being house rich and cash poor in this state to keep up with the cost of living. And if you have more money than month, think about getting access through a reverse mortgage to do those improvements like your Pella windows and others, additions with Brad Ward from Co-Create, another partner, or start to bless your children and grandchildren with your presence face-to-face with them rather than just leaving them a generic inheritance. So, like I say every week, friends, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters in the end. Give me a call, 719-330-1457. I'd love to help you with your reverse mortgage. I'd love to help you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage right with Churchill, and you'll work personally with me, your loan originator. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.